Okay, Sugya 36 is Lachaziko Kokoim Betray or Trey. There's a big, we're not going to read inside, there's a big shakulatari in the Gemara about how we ended up with this case. But the basic gist of the Gemara goes like this. To start off with, I messed up the step by step, you guys could correct me. It starts off with a kol that this person who used to be assumed to be a Kohen, there's a kol that says he's not a Kohen. He then brings in a Eid Echad. Right? So he brings an Eid Echad that says that he is a Kohen. Then we bring two Eidim who are Machish the Eid Echad, which isn't really Hachash, it's really just telling the Eid Echad that he's wrong, that say that no, really he's a Chalal and he's not a good Eid, he's not a good Kohen. Then he comes in with one last shot to bring a second Eid Echad. The second Eid Echad, the Gemara seems to not have any pickbook for sure, connects back to the first Eid Echad. Now we have 1 + 1 = 2, which is 2 against 2. That's another case of a Trey or Trey. These are all of our Sugyas, Sugyas of Trey or Trey. Givaldi. So, the Gemara then seems to go down the route of saying, it's a Zilusa de Beidina. But without the idea of a Zilusa de Beidina, we're going to seemingly say that this person is a good Kohen. The question is, why would he be a good Kohen? Seemingly, the Rishonim don't seem to have any questions. It seems to work midin chazaka. That this guy is, because of a chazaka, he's considered a Kohen. So our question is, what is the chazaka over here? Why do we trust this person's chazak? Well, what is the chazak in the first place, anyways? So the Rashbam says two different answers. The Rashbam gives two different answers, which, as we always say, if a Rishon gives two answers, that means that there's usually a problem with both of them. Otherwise, he would have given the better answer. So the Rashbam says that this is a chazaka meikara from his father. There's going to be a big sugya we're going to come up to in just a second. Chazaka meikara of his father. His father was a Kohen for sure. What about this person? Well, I don't know if his mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza, I'm not sure. But since his father was a Kohen, Mistama, he's a Kohen also. So keep the idea in the back of your head of a Cheskas Ha'av Mahani Leben. This Rashbam will say now, and we'll put it aside, this Rashbam could be saying Cheskas Ha'av Mahani Leben, or it could be saying, no, Cheskas Ha'av is not Mahani Leben. Rav Elchanan says, even within this Rashbam, who sounds like he's saying that the Chazaka of the father was a Kohen, his chazaka works to make the son a Kohen. It's not that the father's chazaka, that the father was a Kohen, and that kahuna moves forward. The chazaka, the father has a chazaka. The father's chazaka is, his entire life, he had the ability to have children who were kosher Kohanim. Now, there's a pickbook in his ability to have children who are Kohanim. Well, this is not a chazaka from the father to the son, this is a chazaka from the father to himself. Is he able to have children who are Kohanim? The answer is, he usually was. He has a chazaka that he was. So therefore, the Rav Elchanan says, this is not a chazaka from the father telling us something about the son. This is a chazaka from the father telling us something about the father. It's a perfect chazaka. And the Rav Elchanan would have left us here already. That's the first way. This is the first Rashbam. The second Rashbam, in the same Rashbam, he gives a second explanation. He says, this isn't talking about Cheskas Av Mahani Leben. Everyone knows that Cheskas Av. Lo mahan yeleben. The father's chazaka of being Kohen has no effect on the son. So what is this chazaka? This is a chazaka of an Eid Echad. The last person to come into Beis Din was an Eid Echad. This Eid Echad, he seems to have the final word, so for some reason we believe the second Eid Echad more than everyone else that came before him. So this is a really hard answer, because this answer is telling us that an Eid Echad, who was mitzarif to become the Trey Utrei, is stronger than the Trey Utrei. Meaning he can't play on both teams. He can't play on the team of that he's a Trey or Trey and then double down and consider himself a Trey or Trey, but there's also an Eid Echad. This Eid Echad was already used in the Trey or Trey. He can't be used for something stronger than the Trey or Trey. Okay, that's the kasha on that. If you didn't get that, fine, but again, this is the Rashbam. This is Shitas Rashi in the same parallel Gemara in Ksubis, that the chazaka is not a chazaka of a chazaka meikara of the father, because obviously Cheskas Av lo mahani leben. This is really just the chazaka of an Eid Echad. The third way of this reading this Gemara we saw was from the Ritva. The Ritva says that it's again this idea of rov. Chazaka here doesn't mean chazaka. Chazaka here means rov. Rov people don't do aveiros. The father was a kain. We don't assume that the father was with a ben grusha ben chalutza. So even though in general, there's a kol that comes out and people are sorry and there's eidim and there's all these different things. In the end, it's a trey, everything is locked up. So we say, well, listen, there's a rov. Rove chances that the father was not with a ben grusha ben chalutza. Was not with a grusha or a chalutza. What kind of kohen gets married to someone who's usher to him? Therefore, we assume, says the Ritva, that this chazaka is the way that we were describing chazaka. Chazaka doesn't always mean chazaka. Sometimes chazaka means Arov, as we've seen from previous sugyas. Okay, now we mentioned this Rashbam, who basically seems to tell us that a cheskas ha'av mahani leben, we got to do the sugya of cheskas ha'av mahani leben. Is it true that the chazaka of a father is able to tell us something about the son? Can a chazaka jump from one person to another person, or does it have to stay within the same person? So the shitas of Rashi, which we already told us before, we're going to say the shitas, three different shitas, Rashi, the Hafla, and Tosfos, and then we're going to give three different gemaras as nafkaminas, and then that will be the end. So for Rashi, he tells us, as we saw already, cheskas ha'av lo mahani leben, that's why Rashi by Vava Basra, well, I'm just going to say the shitas, I'll say it in a second. Rashi tells us cheskas ha'av lo mahani leben. Tosfos in the other extreme tells us that cheskas ha'av mahani leben. And the middle shita is the shita of the Hafla, who says, in general, shitas ha'av lo mahani leben. However, sometimes the Gemara forces itself into a situation of a tarte disaster, where you'll have two different coinciding psukim. Beis Din cannot look at one person in the face and tell them that the chazaka works, and then turn around and say to another person that the chazaka doesn't work. So b'makom tarte disaster, when Beis Din would be so sere themselves in Beis Din falls back to saying that cheskas of mahani leben. Even though usually cheskas ha'av does not work, over here it does work. In order to avoid a tarte disaster in Beis Din, again, this idea of tarte disaster of a zilus of the Beis Din comes up a lot when we're dealing with these psakim, because it's like so many levels deep into changing psakim and into saying things that are a little bit less clear in Beis Din. So let's go. The first half I mean, is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara about Yanai is a brisa about Yanai. Relatively hard Gemara. The brisa is kind of confusing, and but we'll see if we can explain it. We'll just explain the napkin and how we come out of it. So Yanai was a king. Yanai was from a family of kahuna. His mother, however, there was a suffix about whether his mother was a shivuya. That people brought up a reza, maybe his mother was captured. If someone's a shivuya, we assume that they were niveles to the people who captured them. Therefore, his mother was bechezkas. Well, a shivuya is derabana, not allowed to be married to a kohen. And therefore, if his mother was shivuya, she was not allowed to marry a kohen. Her kids are chalalim. Turns out Yanai is one of her kids. So Yanai is a chalal. Suffik chalal, at least. Because she was suffik shivuya. The Gemara, in one of the ways of understanding this brisa, tells us, it must be that it's a treyu trey. Two edim came in and said that Yanai's mother was a shivuya. Right? I don't know how those edim ended up. They probably ended up with the rest of the chachamim. Yanai killed a lot of people. So those two edim probably were no longer alive, but they gave their edus. And the other two pairs of edim, the other pair of edim comes in and says, Yanai's mother wasn't a shivuya. I'm not really sure in terms of like neemanus. If someone's trying to defend the king, I don't know if we believe them. I don't know why it wouldn't be a problem of them lying. Yeah, I'm not sure, but fine. Meaning you have to have some sort of edus. Anyways, so the Gemara tells us that if it's a treyu trey, two edim say that his mother was a shivuya, two edim say his mother was not a shivuya. So for some reason, the Gemara does not mention the chazaka. The Gemara does not mention that, well, his mother was bechezkas kshera, because before she became a shvuya, before we assume that she became a shvuya, she was definitely kosher kahuna, and her kids were definitely good for kahuna. So why don't we say that the chezkas, Yanai's mother, who was kosher, must mean that Yanai himself is kosher leidos. Not kosher leidos, kosher kahuna. And therefore he's a good kohen, he could do a vodah in the base of Mikdash, the whole thing about the tzitz that he wants to wear. Okay. So we have to understand why this Gemara does not mention a chazaka. For Rashi, Rashi's dancing. Rashi says, well, obviously there's no chazaka over here. This is a chazaka of Yanai's mother. What does Yanai have to do with his mother? Yanai's a different person. Cheskas ha'aim, switch av for aim. Cheskas ha'aim, lo mehani leben. So therefore, there's no reason that this chazaka should work. For Rashi, everything is great. Let's stick it into the Shitas Hafla. The Hafla says only if it's a tarte disaster. Only if it's a tarte disaster do we say that the chazaka works. Over here, Yanai's mother is not a Beis Din. Where's Yanai's mother? I have no idea. She's probably, I don't know where she is, but she's not a Beis Din. So Beis Din isn't paskening on Yanai's mother. They're paskening on Yanai. Well, as long as they didn't have to say that Yanai's mother has the chazaka, now they don't have to say that Yanai has the chazaka. So Yanai does not have the chazaka. Because in general, cheskas ha'im lo mahani leben. So therefore, Yanai is not going to have this chazaka that he's a good kohen. I ain't sure with the Gemara whether they passed and he was a kohen or not. It's not so it's hard to tell. It's not clear. It's hard to tell. And then, so that would be for the Hafla. And the third way of seeing it would be for Tosfos. So Tosfos says Cheskas Av Mahani Leben, which should be a problem over here, because seemingly Yanai's mother should be able to give him a chazaka. So Yanai's mother is Becheskas Kashrus Lekahuna, therefore Mustama Yanai is a good Kohen. Why does the Gemara not mention that? Why in the Gemara, in the Hava, meaning where the Gemara is trying to figure out what the halacha would be by Trey, why does it not mention that Yanai has a Cheskas Ha'im? The Rishonim, there's a lot of Rishonim that explain the basic same idea. The basic same idea is we're dealing with Kahuna over here. We're dealing with Yosef over here. We're dealing with the base of Mikdash. We can't just start being Makel over here. Even though in Hachanami, Cheskas, Yanai's mother, should work over here, but a small Chazaka from the father, from the mother to the son, it's already weak. There's no way we're going to push more Kulas onto this case, and therefore, for sure, we're not going to apply this chazaka, even though the chazaka usually does apply. Over here, there's a special chumra that the chazaka of his mother being kosher is not going to apply for Yanai, a special chumra. That is the first nafkamina, the Gemara in Kedushin about Yanai. The second Gemara is the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis is a little more complicated because it's really a machlokas in the Gemara, so we're going to try to take both paths of the machlokas to try to explain this. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Yud Gimel, tells us about a woman who either they saw her Ra'u'a Medaberes, which means she was Nevelis to someone, and we don't know who the person is, or she's Muberes. The point is, we know that she was with someone who, we know she was with someone, we don't know who she was with. That's the problem. It could be that she was with someone who's totally okay, and therefore she is, and therefore her kid is still going to, well, it would be her daughter, it would be Kasher L'Kahuna, because the kid's not a mamzer, but it could be that the kid is a mamzer. So the question is, what is the status of this child? We don't know. It's a suffix. So the Gemara points out that really there is a cheskas kashrus for the mother at least. There's a machloket about whether the chazaka works for the son, but for sure the mother is mecheskas kashrus. Her whole life she's been a good yid. Her whole life her children have been normal. They have not been mamzerim. So therefore, why would we assume that she was with someone who's a mamzer? She's mecheskas kshira lekahal. Therefore, her children are all going to be kshira. Therefore, she's mecheskas kashrus. Sorry. However, when we're trying to figure out what the status of her son is, that's where the Gemara is misupik. The Gemara has a machlokas, amar naim, about how to deal with her son. Is her son mamzer, or usher level lokal, or is her son mutter level lokal, and a regular Jew? So let's go through all the shitas. So we have the shitas ha-rashi, shitas rashi, which is going to be explained over here by the Ramban, where you can explain the Gemara as follows. The Gemara is saying exactly the way that Pashtus seems like it's saying. Does the chazaka from the mother work for the son? The mother is Becheskas Kasher, therefore the son must also be Becheskas Kasher. That's the first way of explaining it. You say the son's Kasher. However, if you say in the Gemara that the mother might be Kasher, but the son is Pasol Lekahuna, that's because we say Cheskas Ha'im Lo Mahani Leben, and therefore her chazaka has no bearings on the son. The Ramban and Rashi afterwards is going to... Rashi, based on that Ramban, is going to say that we see from this Gemara, since we obviously paskin that the child is pasul lekahuna, pasul le lavu lakal. Therefore, that must be showing us that cheskas ha'im lo mahani leben. That's the way that Rashi is going to read this Gemara. The way that the Hafla is going to read this Gemara is that the Hafla is the one who says that the only time that we're going to paskin cheskas ha'im Mahani Leben is when it is a Tarti Nisasri Bezdin. Well, over here you have a big problem. It's the mother and it's the son coming into Bezdin. We're paskening for both of them right now. What's the mother's status? The Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us the mother's status is that she's kosher because she has a chazaka. So if the mother has a chazaka, so for sure the son's going to have a chazaka. We're in Bezdin. Bezdin can't say the mother has a chazaka and the son doesn't have a chazaka. That would be a stira, Tarti Nisasri Bezdin. Therefore, for that flaw, the first sheet in the Gemara, which says that she's kosher, that she's kosher and her son is kosher, so that's going to be because over here is a tarti disaster. So even though usually we say cheskas av lo mahani leben, over here we're going to say cheskas ha'im mahani leben because it's a tarti disaster. How is he going to read the second part of the Gemara? I'm not sure. The second shita who says that the son is pasul, I'm not sure. I didn't see it in the Hafla himself. I don't think he mentioned it in Shir. It could be that we're going to see, the thing we're going to see by Tosfos is going to apply here. Also, there's a special chumra over here, by Znos. That by Znos, we're going to say, no, we're going to be machmir, call it knas, call it whatever you want. But we didn't explain that in Shir necessarily, so that's just my guess. And the third way of seeing these gemaras, as we see by everyone, there's a rash of the flaw, and then there's the Tosfos. Tosfos tells us that cheskas av mahani leben, this is a perfect riot, because the shita that says that the son is kosher, so that's great, because the mother has a cheskas kosh kashrus, that goes to the daughter, because cheskas ha'av mahani leben, cheskas ha'im mahani leben. However, for the other shita that says it's pasul, Tosfos points out that it's just a special chumra of znus ba'alma. That everyone agrees, cheskas ha'im mahani leben. It's just that over here we're dealing with, he calls it a chumra or maila subiznus, but you could just call it a knas, right? This woman can't just go around in the shuk and be with whoever she wants and then just assume her and hide it from everyone, and then her kid's going to be okay. That's ridiculous. So therefore, you could call it a knas if you want. The Rebbe didn't say that. I'm saying that. If you call it a knas, it seems to make a lot of sense. If you want to plug that into the hafla also, you're more than welcome to. Okay. The third Gemara in Ksubis, which is the same Gemara that we had in Bava Basra, which says that there's a suffix about whether she has a chazaka, whether this person has a chazaka, right? Again, there was the Kohen. The Kohen comes into Beis Din, and there's a kol, and then there's an eid echad, and then there's two eidim, and then there's an eid echad. So we say, just follow the chazaka. Follow the chazaka. So let's go through the stages. This seems to be that the chazaka would be cheskas ha'av, the chazaka of the father, who was a good Kohen, is working for the son. Again, Rav Elchanan aside, we mentioned Rav Elchanan before in Shir, we said he left already. Rav Elchanan is going to say that this is not a chazaka of the father to the son, it's a chazaka of the father to the father. The father's ability to continue with the zera kosher, so that's what we're dealing with over here. So Rav Elchanan aside for now, let's see how Rashi would understand this, because Rashi holds that cheskas ha of cheskas ha'im lo mahayin uben. So what's the chazaka over here? We already said, if you were paying attention at the beginning of this year, right, Rashi says that the chazaka over here is not a chazaka meikara from the father. The chazaka over here is a chazaka erecha, because he can't possibly fathom that we're going to have a chazaka from a father to a son. It doesn't work. So that would be for the Rashi, and that was the second answer that we saw in the Rashbam also in the beginning. If you want to say like the hafla, again, the hafla says that only in a makom tarti disaster do you say that the father matters for the son. Over here is not a tarti disaster, and therefore the chazaka of the father is going to help for the son. That's perfect. That's like the first reading of the Rashbam. And for Tosfos, again, it's very simple. Tosfos is going to say that also cheskas ha'av mahani leben, and therefore it's going to... Did I miss that flaw? I think I missed that flaw. The flaw says cheskas ha'av lo mahani leben, right? So unless there's a tarti disaster, we're going to say the chazaka is lo mahani leben. So why over here... Oh, meaning Hafla is just going to say like Rashi does. Right? Again, Hafla says, cheskas av, lo mahani leben, wants to the tarti disaster. Over here, there's no tarti disaster because the father, we're not asking about the father, we're asking about the son. There's no tarti disaster, therefore the chazaka is not going to work for the son. Okay, so if the chazaka of the father is not going to work for the son, what's the chazaka in the Gemara? So the Hafla is not going to be hard to answer. We already have the answers. You can either answer that it's a chazaka eid echad, which is not really a chazaka, or you can answer the other answer that we had all the way in the beginning of the Ritzvah, who says it's a rove. Right? We said that there's a rove that people that the father didn't do something that was also the father was probably not with someone who was not with a gerusha or a chalutza in order to pass on his son, and therefore that could answer for the hafla. And for Tosfos, Tosfos says the chazaka of is mahani leben. That's going to be like the first answer of the Rashbam, who says that the chazaka of the father is what's working over here. Good. So we have three different nafkamina, three different gemaras, which represent this machlokas about whether cheskas ha'av mahani. Mahani Leben. Okay, I will just do this last part of the Gemara, which we'll just say quickly, what was the point of the kol in the beginning? There was a kol in the beginning of the Gemara, which we said, remember, if we go to the stages. There was a kol that said this guy was, well, this guy started off and he was a good Kohen. And there was a kol that said he was Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Then we had an Eid Echad that said that he was a good Kohen. Then we had two Eidim who said he was a bad Kohen. Then we had an Eid Echad who said he was a good Kohen. And then we said, follow the Chazaka and insert whichever way you like learning that Chazaka quote best. Good. Now we asked, what's the point of the kol, though? We have all these halig of birurim in Beis Din. We have eid echad, we have two eidim, we have a trey utrey. What's it? What's the kol doing in the beginning? So there's two different ways you could go. You could either be like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says it was just there for the beginning. It made the first eid echad look good. It's really not so significant at all. Or you could say the little more fancy way that Rashi was saying it, that the whole Gemara ends off and says this is Zilusa de Beit Dino. How do you accomplish a Zilusa de Beit Dino? It has to switch psakim many, many times. So in order to add up to the correct amount of Zilusas, the correct amount of switching in Beis and switching in psakim, in order to make it into a Zilusa de Beit Dino, the Kol was the first psak. So the Kol was the first Psak. So we have a Kol, which is Psak number one, which was then switched to the Eid Echad who beat him, which was then switched to the Eid, the to Edim, which meant that he was a bad Kohen, which then switched back to the back and forth, and back and forth. That's what creates the Zilusa, the Beit Dino. Okay? Yashar Koyach to everyone.